Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Allen is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rich is a new friend. He is the president of Action Coach. He's a business coach. That's what that means. And he's here to talk to us about, he's got some ideas about how you and I can pull ourselves through this challenging economic times right now. As I say, he's our new friend. Rich Allen, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I was telling the audience, Rich, that I used to be a consultant to small businesses, and the truth is, I was a consultant before anybody knew much about CEO coaching. Okay. And as I look back, I realize now I probably did more coaching than I did consulting. But I didn't know that's what I was doing. So it was so early in the game, and what I remember is that. That a lot of what I did to help my clients was just listen to them and play back to them kind of what they said to me. I had been trained how to do that by some of the best in sales, with Xerox primarily. But I used that training, that experience, to just listen to what they said and then rephrase what they told me and play it back to them so they could hear their words coming out of somebody else's mouth, and I found that there was an awful lot of benefit for them, and they found, apparently, because I made a living at it, there was an awful lot of benefit to them to just have somebody to talk to that wasn't going to judge them, that wasn't going to beat them up, and that somebody who they felt had enough acumen about the business that they valued their opinion. That's a lot of what coaches do, isn't it?
It is, Jim. To get people to, like you say, hear themselves and then be challenged with some thinking that maybe they hadn't come up with on their own.
Right, right. A lot of times, Rich, I found out that when they heard you say back to them what they said, they came up with their own challenge.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a self-exploration process.
Yeah.
And where a consultant comes in and does the work for them, the difference is a coach comes in and helps them think it through so that when they get done, they understand why they're doing what they're doing.
Right. And so the reason that I wanted to talk about that just a little bit, Rich, is because there's a lot of anguish in the marketplace right now, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. There's quite a bit of pain, and there's some gut checks going on out there in the marketplace right now among small business owners, making sure that they're doing the things that they need to be doing in order to not only survive what we're going through right now, but to be valid and viable on the other side of whatever we're in right now. And so even though times are tight, money's tight, cash is tight, it might be a good idea to invest in a couple of hours a month with a coach. What do you think?
Well, Jim, you're absolutely right. And here's the thing that I find. Because times are really tough right now and things are gloomy if you don't have someone to talk to, many of these business owners don't have anyone to turn to. They can't go home.
Yeah. That's right.
Because their wife doesn't want to hear this, or their
That's
spouse
right.
doesn't want to hear it. They can't talk to their business associate or business partner because there's stress in that relationship. And so as a result,
there's a couple of more. They can't talk to their banker. They can talk to their banker about some of it, but some of it is too frightening. They can't talk to their CPA about a lot of this stuff.
Nope, CPA only has bad news.
Coach fits the bill, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And if you think about it, every large company has that in the form of a board of directors.
Yeah, that's right.
Small company has nobody. And so if you find somebody that has the experience, the relevant experience to know how to think through some of these tough challenges, it can really explode your thinking in terms of what you can do with your business.
What does it typically cost for an hour of a coach's time right now?
You know, I'd say, you know, on an hourly basis, I'd probably say it's somewhere between $250 and $500 an hour.
Right. I bet you a dollar to a donut, Rich. There's a lot of places around this country right now where you could get an hour of a coach's time for $100.
You probably could.
And you know what? If I were a small business owner looking for a coach, I would tell the coach, you know what? I would like for you to go to work for me, but my budget is I can only afford $100. What do I get for that? I bet you'll have some people take you up on that.
You know, and today in this environment, you know, many of us who do this simply want to help business owners succeed.
Right.
Because on the other end, the rewards will be there.
And you know what I would do if I were that coach? I would say, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do it for 100, but I want you to commit to four of those a month.
Right.
That's what I would do. I would give something to get something. What do you think?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And then say, look, if we can help make this work, then let's both benefit in the end.
Right. And I, by the way, if I were that coach, I'd also say, I want you to pay me in advance. That way, I know you're committed.
Right. That's a key point. I think when you do that, you want to get something for what you're invested.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Is there a clearinghouse? Now, a lot of coaching these days is done virtually, isn't it?
It is.
Do you do a lot of that like that? Do you do coaching with people you never met?
I do. I have a few clients that I've never really met face to face. They're not where I live. We do it on the phone. This really is everything we're talking about here and just being able to think through the tough business issues can all be done on the phone.
Right. And so you do a lot of that yourself. And tell the audience how they can find you.
Well, you can find me at www.actioncoach.com/RichAllen.
actioncoach.com/RichAllen, A-L-L-E-N. And what, you know, I may have negotiated a little deal for you there, Rich.
Well,
I mean, what if some of my guys call you and say, "Hey, Rich, I only got $100"?
I'll work with anybody.
You'll work with them, won't you? Because you're just that kind of guy, aren't you, Rich?
I am. Well, you know what? I'll work with anybody who's passionate about being successful.
Yeah, I believe that about you, Rich.
Yeah.
There's a deal, folks. Look there. I negotiated a deal for you. actioncoach.com/RichAllen. Check it out. And, you know, folks, and you'd be amazed how much just letting someone listen to you, how much good that will do. 20 after. More to come with Rich Allen after these messages.
We skip the light fandango. Only you.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. Thanks for checking it out. We booked it for you. There is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Please check out my blog while you're there. I think you'll like it. And we post something just about every day. So check it out and read that. Listen. You can listen to archives of past interviews, including the ones we're doing right now. Later in the day, and the ones we did yesterday are up there, the day before, et cetera, all the way back. And articles, you can read thousands of articles there written by me and my Brain Trust members, speaking of which, they're all there too, and a handy way of seeing all the things that they've deposited. If you find a Brain Trust member you really like, you like what they have to say, we've arranged their page so you can find all the things that they do and that they've done with us over the years. It's very handy, so I hope you check that out and use it. It's, as I say, it's free. Rich Allen is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Rich is a business coach. He's the president of Action Coach Business Consult. Action Coach Business Coaching. And give us that website again, Rich.
It's www.actioncoach.com/RichAllen.
Rich Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Okay, Rich, now let's talk a little bit about one of the structures that you use when you're coaching people, when you're actually, you've stopped kind of, you know, you guys are through listening to each other, you and your client, and you're actually giving them something to build on.
Right.
You call it a business chassis. Tell us about that.
I do, Jim. The business chassis is a simple concept, but probably one that is the most powerful that I've found in terms of growing somebody's profit. And that is, that if you think about this, you think about a Volkswagen Beetle and a Porsche 911 are both built on the same chassis.
Yep.
As is a Ford Contour or a Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, they build a high-performance machine on it, and they sell it for a lot of money, and it goes really fast, and it looks really cool. The other one is they put a low-performance machine on it. They sell it at a lower price, and it kind of does the economy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the same thing is true, but they build it on the same chassis, and the same thing is true with all businesses, is that all businesses have a basic chassis. So I don't care whether you're in the restaurant business, the laundry, cleaning business, internet website business, whatever it might be, any business has a business chassis, and it's made up of five key components. And so once you focus on your business chassis and know how you're going to build on that chassis, you can build a high-performance business on it.
Let's talk about those five key components.
Okay.
What are they?
The five key components really are the input items that get what most business owners spend all their time thinking about. So if you think about it, Jim, most business owners think about improving their profits, increasing their profits, increasing their revenues, and they also think about how many customers do I have. And when in this thought, those are output items. And if you were in the math, I don't know what your background is, Jim, but if you were a math major, you would know that you can't modify the outputs. You've got to work with the inputs.
Right.
The inputs are the chassis.
That's the variable. Everything else is what you're stuck with.
Right, exactly. So don't mess with what you're stuck with. Mess with what you have as input variables.
Yeah.
And here are your input variables. Every business generates leads for their business.
Mm-hmm.
We all generate leads. You do, I do, everyone.
Yep.
And the question is, how many leads do we generate? We all then take those leads and we convert them into customers through some conversion process, and we have a conversion rate. So, a typical rate may be that we convert 15% of our prospects into customers.
Right. We used to call that a close ratio.
A close ratio. True. Yeah. Same thing. Close ratio. So number of leads times whatever our close ratio or conversion rate gives us our customers. The output is customers. Then each of our customers does business with us some number of times over a period.
Right.
So in a year, they may come in once, twice, 10 times, once a week if you're a coffee shop.
So how do people get stuck with all this? I mean, I agree with you, and basically what you're saying is something that if you stay in business very long, you realize all these things. But if this is so fundamental, how do we get stuck? Why? How does a company get upside down with these fundamentals?
Well, here's what happens. Most companies, and I'd venture to say there isn't a company that I've engaged with who have known their fundamental input mm-hmm. numbers for their business.
They don't know their close ratio. They don't know how many people they got to talk to. They don't know how many toads they got to kiss to get their princess, do they?
Exactly. They don't know how many transactions their average customer does or what their average sale price is per customer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, when you go to a big store like a Target or a Walmart and you walk out the entry aisle to the cash register and they have all these little places where you can buy $25 and dollar items.
Right.
They're consciously trying to increase their average dollar sale.
Right.
Yet as a small business owner, we don't even know what ours is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But a large corporate entity says one more dollar per customer is huge to us.
Right. So you got to know, that's the bottom line, folks. It's the input. The stuff,
the output.
Yeah, your budget, you know what that is. But you got to know how much you need to feed that budget, how much profit you got to make in order to do that. So you got to check that out. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Rich Allen, ladies and gentlemen, actioncoach.com/Rich Allen. Quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Oh, oh, Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.